Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friend and neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this crazy roller coaster we call life. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things, riding a wave of stress, anxiety, or just plain overwhelm? You know that feeling when the world feels like it's spinning faster than your ability to keep up? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We live in a time of constant chaos and uncertainty, with information bombarding us from every direction, deadlines looming, and life throwing curveballs left and right. But here's the thing. We don't have to be slaves to this chaos. Today, we're diving deep into finding that inner peace, that unshakable calm amidst the storm. Because let's face it, peace isn't just a nice to have, it's a superpower. It's the key to unlocking clarity, focus, and resilience. So, how do we achieve this state of inner tranquility in a world that seems designed to keep us on edge? Buckle up, because I'm about to share 5 powerful stoic insights that can transform your relationship with chaos and uncertainty. 1. Acceptance is your superpower. The first step to finding peace is accepting the things you can't control. You know those things, the weather, other people's actions, unforeseen events, traffic jams that make you late for everything. Trying to fight against these things just drains your energy and fuels anxiety. Instead, focus on what you can control. Your thoughts, your reactions, your choices. Think of it like this. Accepting what is doesn't mean resigning yourself to it. It means choosing how you respond to it. You're not powerless. You have the power to choose your attitude, even in challenging situations. 2. Focus on what's within your circle of influence. This ties right into acceptance. The Stoics called this living in accordance with nature. It means recognizing that we have a limited sphere of influence, and trying to control everything outside of it is like trying to hold back the tide, exhausting and ultimately futile. So, direct your energy towards what you can impact: your actions, your words, your intentions. Build something positive within your own circle of influence and let go of the rest. 3. The power of a still mind. You ever notice how your mind races when things get hectic? It's like a hamster on a wheel, spinning faster and faster. Stoicism emphasizes mindfulness, actively paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Techniques like meditation or deep breathing can help calm that mental storm. Even a few minutes of quiet reflection each day can make a world of difference in managing stress and finding clarity. 4. Reframing your perspective. How you view a situation can dramatically change your experience. Stoicism encourages us to look at challenges as opportunities for growth, learning, and resilience. Instead of seeing obstacles as roadblocks, see them as stepping stones on your path. That's not about being Pollyanna-ish, it's about choosing to focus on the potential for good even in difficult circumstances. 5. Virtue is your guiding light. The Stoics believe that living a virtuous life is key to finding true happiness and peace. What does virtue mean? It's about acting with wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance, striving to be your best self in every situation. This doesn't mean being perfect, it means constantly aiming for improvement, learning from mistakes, and practicing these virtues in your everyday actions. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're stuck in that dreaded traffic jam on your way to an important meeting. Your mind starts racing, I'm going to be late, this is a disaster. But then, you remember the Stoic principles we just talked about. You take a deep breath, accepting that the traffic is beyond your control. You focus on what you can do. Practice mindfulness, listen to some calming music, or even use this time for a quick mental review of your presentation. Instead of feeling overwhelmed, you find yourself approaching the meeting with a sense of calm and clarity. Your perspective shifted from frustration to opportunity. That's the power of Stoicism, not just surviving chaos, but thriving amidst it. So remember, peace isn't some elusive fantasy, it's a skill you can cultivate. It takes practice, awareness, and intentionality. But trust me, the journey is worth it. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you find peace in your own chaotic world? Share your stories, tips, or questions in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, stay balanced, my friends. Until next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.